With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Just no slowing down the harsh winter weather around the nation. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvach says in the wake of the storm that affected the Northeast, the second storm is going to be forming across the plains Tuesday, then pushing eastward.
We're going to see another swath of heavy snow, but this next swath of heavy snow is going to be to the south of where the previous one was. So at the moment, we expect potential for heavy snow all the way from areas of Kansas eastward into the upper Ohio Valley, central Appalachians, and into the mid-Atlantic, where snow totals of anywhere from 4 to 6 inches are possible.
The Trump administration has ordered the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to stop nearly all of its work, effectively shutting down the agency. It was created by then-President Barack Obama following the 2008 financial crisis. Also, at SRNnews.com, authorities are working to recover the wreckage of a plane crash in western Alaska that left all 10 people dead. Crews have now recovered the remains of those killed in the crash. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homende says the investigation continues.
We're in the initial stages, really focused first and foremost on the victims, which is what should be the focus right now. It must be extremely heartbreaking for the families, so that has to be the focus of everyone involved, and it is. Then we'll get the wreckage that will help us to determine cause eventually.
Experts say it's something we all need, and that is laughter. This year's Super Bowl commercial is going to have a lot of laughs, with advertisers betting the viewers need a diversion from recent disasters. As the Eagles and Chiefs hit the field, a parade of silly spots will be hitting the airwaves. Experts say it's time for America to laugh. This is SRN News. Can a mountain be a person?
In New Zealand, the answer is yes. The parliament has granted personhood to Mount Taranaki with full legal rights at the request of native New Zealanders who consider the mountain to have spiritual significance. The decision has shocked many, but pro-life advocates are especially outraged. In New Zealand, unborn babies are not persons and can be aborted right up to the moment of birth if a doctor agrees, meaning they have less rights than a mountain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul signing a bill to shield the identities of physicians who prescribe abortion medications days after a doctor in the state was charged with prescribing to a pregnant minor in Louisiana. New law, which takes effect Monday, allows doctors to request for their names to be left off of the abortion pill bottles. This is SRN News. A pollution problem in Texas.
In arid West Texas, water seeps and bubbles from old wells, sometimes carrying oil or other pollutants to the surface. The leaky wells, called P13 wells, are from oil exploration and some have turned into environmental disasters. 2 years ago, Texas lawmakers created a $10 million program under the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality to address leaking wells. Critics argue that $10 million is a drop in the bucket compared to the size of the problem. The state has recorded nearly 2,000 P13 wells. John Scott reporting.
ESPN's Dick Vitale receiving a standing ovation yesterday at Clemson in his first game back as a commentator since recovering from his fourth bout with cancer. The 85-year-old legend has not called a game for ESPN in some 2 years. More details at SRNnews.com.